Chell Anderson is a botanist and plant ecologist for the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources. She lives here in Cook County, and she joins us periodically to talk about what's going on in the woods. That's phenology. Now, Chell, I have a book called What's Doing the Bloomin'? Now is the time of the year for blooming, and what plants should we be looking for in those little places stuck off in the woods?
Yeah, well, this time of year, one really does need to look kind of in the micro habitats for blooming things, because it's still, you know, pretty early, and the weather's still quite variable, so things are cautious about putting out their blooms, because for most plants, it's a one-shot deal up here. If you put out your flowers and they get blasted by a really late season heavy-duty cold, you're done for. So you don't want to be too overly anxious. But we do have some daring plants out there. And we've talked about some. And as time goes on, the alders and the hazels and the red-berried elders further inland and the willows and the aspens will be working their way in terms of those that are blooming further inland as time goes on, because we warm up most down closer to the lake because the snow goes earlier and the ground's thawing.
Even though it's officially spring, we're not going to see like spring beauties or Dutchman britches or anything yet.
Not yet. That would be pretty unusual year for to have those. It takes some time for the soil to warm up. As I said, things are careful about blasting out. So we usually won't see spring beauties, for instance, until May, end of April. So we've got a little time to wait for that. But the marsh marigolds, so in the back to that microhabitat idea, if you're looking in places along Highway 61, you know, the ditches along 61 are a real early spot for marsh marigolds.
There can even be ice in there.
Yes, and they're very resistant to, their blooms are very hardy to the cold, so they can afford to be more bold about getting their flowers out. And any place where there's water moving, so that doesn't have to be a road ditch, that can be a small drainage, those places the soil will thaw sooner, and so there's more capacity for plants, whether it's shrubs, you know, the alders again, or the willows. Pussy willows will be by the shore already out in great numbers, and that will be working its way further in. So they're putting out their actual flowers now. They're not just changed color in the growth tips. They're actually putting out their flowers with these big fuzzy packages that they use.
Let's check in with the birds. Anything new on returning birds?
Well, the big news on returning birds would be all the wide variety of ducks that will be coming back. So as the slower moving parts of our rivers and our smaller ponds begin to open up in places, there's a lot, and out on Lake Superior, of course, there's a lot of pressure from ducks that are wanting to get north, because a lot of these ducks too are going to be breeding further north. So, and there's a big advantage to getting there early and getting the best spots, right? Mm-hmm. So we've got golden eyes, hooded mergansers, buffalo heads are among the early ducks that come back and show up out on Lake Superior, inland, in any open water. So this is a great time to be starting to keep your eyes open for that. At the bird feeders, in terms of songbirds, we're seeing flocks of juncos coming at this time of year. Grackles, of course, those beautiful iridescent then raucous birds.
Not necessarily everybody's favorite, but certainly a beautiful bird.
They are, yeah. Fox and tree sparrows, so a lot of finches, purple finches. We usually don't have them all year at our feeder, for instance, but by this time of the year, we get a wad of purple finches that are coming back and kind of setting up housekeeping at our feeder and filling the woods with just fantastic songs. Red-winged blackbirds would be another species to be on the lookout for, especially around wetlands or at your bird feeder, you know, early on. And golden-crowned kinglets, always kind of a harbinger for me of spring is really coming our way when those little tiny kinglets show up.
Well, before I let you go, you mentioned running water a minute ago. That's beavers.
Yeah, the beavers, yes. And oh gosh, can you imagine being a beaver and you've been in that, cooped up in that lodge, in the dark, basically, for months? What a joy it must be to emerge out into the open, you know, sky. And so now is the time. Beavers will be coming out and getting some fresh food, so they're not having to eat stuff that's been stored underwater for months. And we see them just kind of spending time out away from the lodge, even during the day, going out. A couple times we've startled them when we were out paddling in the canoe, and they're just lounging around in the sunshine.
Well, I think there'll be a number of us emerging from our dens as spring comes upon us. Chell Anderson is a DNR botanist and plant ecologist, and she joins us frequently here at the station talking about phenology. Thanks for helping us once again understand spring.
You're very welcome.